pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, we're having some BTR issues once again, folks. Al, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay, Dawn, Dusty. All right. Dawn, Dusty, can you guys hear me? All right. Hopefully, man. Let's see. Okay. Well, good evening, folks. I'm hoping that you can hear us here, but we hear you. Great.
Since 2021, more than 6 million illegal immigrants have been apprehended at the southern border. That is more than the populations of 30 American states and more than the combined populations of Wyoming, Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho, and Montana combined. This investigation by Muckraker.com proves that the collapse of the United States southern border is the result of deliberate planning by government and non-government entities. This story takes place inside the Darien Gap, the artery connecting North and South America, where the mass migration pipeline to the United States begins. To put it simply, migrants who cannot fly into any North American country first fly into South America, most frequently Quito, Ecuador, due to its easy entry requirements. From Ecuador, the migrants cross into Colombia and then trek across the Darien Gap, a lawless section of jungle where migrants are frequently raped, robbed, or killed. Those who make it across the jungle find themselves in Panama. This is where our story begins.
Está saliendo el bus, $40.
Hola, hola. ¿Cómo estás?
What's going down, baby? What are you doing?
Hey, babe.
What's up, friend?
Bueno. ¿Qué país?
Colombia.
Colombia? ¿Todos Colombia?
No,
Perú.
Perú.
Pregunta muy importante. ¿Te gusta Presidente Trump o Presidente Biden?
Biden. Entre todo lo que sea, se nos vamos.
Biden.
¿Te gusta el Presidente Trump o Presidente Biden?
Biden. Okay, try it again. Can you all hear me?
¿Qué país?
I know there's a video playing, an audio playing.
Venezuela, ¿qué país? ¿Qué país?
Venezuela.
¿Todos Venezuela?
Venezuela.
¿Venezuela?
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
¿Ya?
Venezuela.
Immediately after migrants enter the camp, they are processed by Panamanian authorities and catered to by various international government and non-government organizations. A few on the scene include OIM, Red Cross, UNICEF, HIAS, European Union, Doctors Without Borders, UNHCR, and the Norwegian Refugee Council. All of these organizations play a role in a carefully planned mass migration pipeline. Although Panama, the rest of Central America, and Mexico offer safe havens where migrants can seek refuge, nearly all migrants will head to the United States. This is facilitated by the various groups mentioned earlier, who offer migrants aid and instructions on how to get to the United States. Migrants receive various maps detailing exactly how to trek to the U.S. border. This map, displayed in a HIAS care facility, shows the migrant path across Panama and Costa Rica. In this footage, a HIAS worker can be seen explaining exactly how to cross Panama.
¿Cuánto es el costo de ese bus? Ese bus le va a cobrar $40. ¿Cuánto tiempo va a demorar ese bus? Ese bus demora 14 horas aproximadamente. ¿Quién en la noche ustedes van a hacer transbordo en Ciudad de Panamá?
A more comprehensive map is distributed by the Red Cross. This map not only shows multiple migration routes to the United States, but also includes rest stops across Central America and Mexico.
El tren se va hasta acá, por acá. Aquí están las vías del tren. Todas las vías del tren que están acá son las vías del tren que te llevan directo hacia Laredo.
He's talking about the
Laredo.
Red Cross.
Laredo.
Es la última destino.
El último destino. Laredo o Piedras
Negras.
How did you learn about this route?
Porque ya personas han pasado por acá y ya nos han indicado el destino donde tenemos que pasar. Y acá nos dieron en la Cruz Roja, nos dieron este mapa para identificar las rutas por donde nos vamos a ir.
A similar map is handed out by Médicos Sin Fronteras, also known as Doctors Without Borders. Perhaps the most striking form of this aid is a bag which we call a rape kit. It is handed out by the OIM in Colombia before migrants trek through the Darien Gap. The kit, which contains condoms and morning after pills, allows migrants to get raped more safely in the jungle. Why are all these groups encouraging migrants and aiding them on this deadly journey? Why is this happening on an organized industrial scale? And why does the U.S. border remain wide open? In September 2015, the United Nations General Assembly adopted the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The agenda provides a quote-unquote blueprint for peace and prosperity for people and the planet, now and into the future. At its heart are the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. Agenda 2030 outlines a blueprint for world socialism, stating that we are embarking on a collective journey to build a world free of poverty, hunger, disease, and want. In a related paper by the IOM, titled Migration and the 2030 Agenda, a clear plan for mass migration of people is presented. The report begins by stating, the 2030 Agenda recognizes migration as a core development consideration, which marks the first time migration is integrated explicitly into the global development agenda, and further states, quote, it is possible to link migration to every goal in the 2030 Agenda. Shockingly, the report refers to migrant men, women, and children as agents of development. Finally, the report states that we should not focus efforts on trying to stop migration, facilitating, not restricting. Migration is the priority. It is clear that this illegal migration is indeed being facilitated and encouraged. For example, UNICEF, also known as the United Nations Children's Fund, hands out these care packages at Panamanian migration camps. Notice the subtle messaging on the bag that reads, trust yourself, you can, encouraging the migrants to continue on their journey. On the back of a Red Cross map, information is given about the use of freight trains for transportation. Rather than denouncing the dangerous form of transportation, migrants are told to remain seated and look out for any branches, electrical cables, or tunnels. At San Vicente Migrant Camp, rows of brand new, unused bunk beds have been installed. This is likely in anticipation of an increase in illegal migration. Perhaps the most alarming aspect of the situation is the clear national security threat at hand. Many of those headed to the United States are military-aged males. There are also large groups of Chinese nationals passing through these camps on a daily basis. It is possible, and indeed likely, that many of the Chinese coming to the United States are either beholden to or working for the CCP. While it is likely that many of these migrants are good people, there's no doubt that these groups serve as camouflage for spies, criminals, and other nefarious actors seeking to penetrate our borders undetected. Powerful organizations, thousands of miles away, are facilitating the collapse of the U.S. southern border. Among many consequences of this, one will be permanent political demographic change. Most of these migrants are loyal to the Democratic Party due to their immigration and open border policies. Allow this to go on for long enough, and the United States will be a country dominated by one-party rule. If the American people don't act soon, the United States as we know it will be gone forever.
That was a clip by muckrakers.com. Muckrakers.com has been an expose, and they've exposed planned migration into the United States. Good evening, folks. This is the Vito Esposito Show. I'm Vito. I'm hoping that you can hear me. I believe the people on the switchboard can hear. However, I don't believe the people in the chat room can hear. So my apologies.
I hear you now.
You hear me now. Hey, Al. Hey. This is Al. I understand the people in the chat room are hearing violins playing, so violin music. I don't know what's going on with VTR. Just find it. Once again, it's interesting. We got an explosive show tonight, and this happens. I don't know if it's taping. I don't know what's taping. But the people on the, or I should say the people in the on the switchboard, I believe, can hear me. Sue said she can hear me, as well as Golf Dog said that he can hear you on the phone. So, and I think James might be on the phone as well. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk nor with Direct Connect, but that, you know, that clip, a mutual friend of Al and I sent that clip, and it is from muckrakers.com. And folks, the reason for this show tonight was due to this particular video and how we have been duped by our government. We have been duped and we've been played by the Biden-Harris-Obama regime. This started with Obama-Biden in 2015. You know, we ask why we have such a porous southern border. It's turning out that this was a planned invasion. It was planned by the executive branch of government. It was planned by the United Nations. It was planned by the World Economic Forum. It's a planned invasion. And there are a number of actors who are complicit with this, including two agencies of the United Nations, including the HIAS, which is the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society, which includes the Norwegian Refugee Council. Oh, and by the way, you sit there and you say, what about the Norwegian Council? What does that have anything to do with immigration and migration? Well, you know who the Norwegian Council is funded by? How about let me give you a couple of organizations that fund the Norwegian Refugee Council. Donors include the European Union. How about USAID? That's the U.S. agency that's headed by the Marxist Samantha Power, an Obama alumni. Swedish International Development Corporation, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the UNHCR, which, by the way, the UNHCR is the primary facilitator and funder of illegal migration into the United States of America. So they've hedged their bets. They're funding the Norwegian Refugee Council. And they are one of the direct sponsors leading to the invasion of the United States of America. The UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, you heard it also, Doctors Without Borders. Oh, another chief investor into the migration invasion into the United States, the Red Cross. Yes, the International Red Cross. The Red Cross with a funding arm of over 2 billion Swiss francs. The same Red Cross that has a $3.84 million budget in the United States of America. $2.5 billion budget for the International Committee of the Red Cross, which is based in Geneva, Switzerland. Folks, this is a planned invasion. Absolute lip service coming from the executive branch of government. We have been duped by a dope in Washington, D.C. by the name of Joe Biden, who symbolically appoints Kamala Harris as the border czar. it was Kamala Harris who said that she was going to get to the root cause of this. Well, in just 8 minutes and 47 seconds, Mudraker.com has gotten to the root cause of illegal migration into the United States, and this Biden-Harris-Obama regime has gone deaf, dumb, and silent. Yeah, we have Kamala Harris who's given us a bunch of horse shit and nonsense. You know, if you remember Kamala Harris, and I'm hoping this will play, here's a minute and 54 seconds when she went on, she was talking about how she was going to get to the root cause of immigration. I'll give you 5 examples of root cause after this plays.
We are all well aware of the immediate situation. The citizens of El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras are leaving their homes at alarming rates. But there's a fundamental truth behind that headline. People in the region do not want to leave their homes. They do not want to leave the communities they have known their entire lives, the church they go to every Sunday, the park they take their children to, their friends, their family, their community.
Again?
I do believe they leave only when they feel they must. And I'm thinking about people whose homes have been washed away by hurricanes. People who are parents who have sons who have been threatened by drug cartels. People who have daughters who have been targeted by human traffickers. People who do not have enough to eat. People who are out of work. People who have lost hope. And that's why they leave home and come to the United States. They are suffering. They
are
in pain. Many are experiencing unimaginable anguish. So we want to help. Our administration wants to help. We want to pick back up the kind of work President Joe Biden started when he was vice president. We want to help people find hope at home. And so we are focused on addressing both the acute factors and the root causes of migration. And I believe this is an important distinction. We must focus on both.
She's absolutely lying. See, you know, we have been duped by another dope, by communist Kamala Harris. We have to get to the root cause. You know what the root cause is? It's called the United Nations. You know what the root cause is? It's called Agenda 2030. You know what the root cause is? The 2030 Agenda, the plan. Invade the United States of America. The plan of action to tear down America's borders. The plan of action, the United States of America. The 2030 agenda recognizes the migration as a core development consideration, which marks the first time migration is integrated explicitly into the global development agenda. And this was signed on to in 2015 by one Barack Hussein Satoru Obama. His Marxist belief system, and believe me, may Charles Krauthammer rest in peace, knowing he was absolutely 100% correct when he stated that Barack Obama will seek to systematically dismantle our republic. He's absolutely right. The agenda, the 2030 agenda, is relevant to all mobile populations, regardless of whether internal or cross-border displaced or not. So for Kamala Harris to state that people are leaving because they have to, no, that's horse. That is a bunch of horse crap. The goals and targets for 2030 agenda will be met for all nations and peoples and all segments of society. There is a goal for mass migration into the United States of America. The useless nations, the United Nations, has set this goal. It recognizes migrant women, men, and children as vulnerable group to be protected and as development. This is how sick the United Nations is. This is what Joe Biden with Kamala Harris and all of the Obama alumni, the anti-American Marxist Obama alumni who
people, Obama, in the White House, in the executive branch of government, have signed on to. We are embarking on a collective journey. We pledge, we is the United Nations, we pledge that no one will be left behind. Where did we hear that? No one will be left behind. Further, it's possible to link migration to every goal in the 2030 agenda. This is in the United Nations playbook. 2030 agenda states we should not focus efforts on trying to stop migration, but rather on creating conditions in which migration is a choice and not a necessity, takes place along legal channels and acts as a catalyst for development. Now, that last part of that sentence is horseshit. Part of it is absolutely true. And the first part of it is exactly what the Biden-Harris-Obama regime has signed on to. We ask these questions. Why are our borders open? There's an interview, and hopefully I'll get to it here, with Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business News, and she's interviewing Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And she does ask the question, how come our borders are open? How come? How come this is happening? This is exactly why it's happening. Because the Obama, Biden, Harris regime have signed on to and have adopted the 2030 agenda by the useless nations as a means of foreign policy. We should not focus efforts on trying to stop migration. Why else do you think that Alejandro Mayorkas has been placed as the head of Department of Homeland Security, and that man has been deaf, dumb, and silent when it comes to dealing with the border issues? He has lied to the American people for 1,065 days. He has lied to the United States Congress. He has lied to the U.S. House under oath. He has lied to the U.S. Senate under oath. Has lied to the American people. Eight Republicans in the United States House of Representatives had an opportunity to further impeachment charges on Alejandro Mayorkas, and they declined to, which tells you what? They are part of the uniparty system in Washington, D.C. That means, do they agree with the 2030 agenda of the useless nations? I'm beginning to think so. If they in the House of Representatives, all 435 members of the United States House of Representatives, believed in the U.S. security, believed in the U.S. Constitution, they, each and every one of them, would have voted to move forward with impeachment on Alejandro Mayorkas. He's doing his job. He's doing exactly what he was installed to do. Dumb. Plays ignorant. He tells you everything is fine. And then we find out what the plan of action really is. In 8 minutes and 34 seconds, Heartbreakers.com has done more in the last 1,065 days than the border czar Kamala Harris has done, than the chimpanzee Alejandro Mayorkas has done as Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Which means that the invasion into the United States is nothing more than a plan of action. We should not focus efforts on trying to stop migration. And why do you think at the beginning of that audio, the person who was interviewing migrants at the Darien Gap location, they asked, who do you prefer, Trump or Biden? And they all said, without hesitation, Biden. Why? Because Biden is doing exactly what the UN is facilitating Red Cross to do, the Norwegian G Council, HAIS, UNHRC, Without Borders, Red Cross, are all doing. They are undermining America's sovereignty. They are undermining our Constitution of the United States of America. They have violated Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. They had taken an oath of office to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution from invasion, and they have allowed the invasion to occur in the United States at our southern borders. Signed on to the 2030 agenda, the global Marxism of the useless nations. Ladies and gentlemen, this video by muckrakers.com absolutely explains everything, all we need to know, what our government is up to. They have exposed who the actors are. And one, it is the United Nations. Which Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama has signed on to, which Joe Biden has signed on to, which Kamala Harris has signed on to, which Susan Rice has signed on to, and Samantha Power has signed on to. Samantha Power. Not only are we the people, taxpayers, the American taxpayer, funding the United Nations directly to help the invasion in the United States. Our U.S. agency, USAID, is also giving money, $50 billion budget to the Norwegian Refugee Council, which is facilitating the illegal invasion of the United States of America. Don't give us this crap that you want to get to the root cause of immigration. Don't give us this crap that you're trying to get to the root cause of the illegal immigration into the United States, because you are the one that's facilitating this. The Hebrew Immigration Aid Society is a Jewish American nonprofit that started in 1881. The IOM, the International Organization for Migration, guess what? It is an arm. It is an extension of the United Nations. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development recognizes that migration is a powerful driver of sustainable development. Really? Let's ask Eric Adams about sustainable development. Let's ask the taxpayers of New York City about sustainable development. How about the taxpayers of New York State about sustainable development? Migrants in their communities, it brings significant benefits. Forms of skills, strengthening labor force, investment in cultural diversity. You see, that's the horseshit of Marxism. Cultural diversity. You want to kill a society? You want to kill a society? This is what's happening. And this is the planned attack on the United States of America. And it's been signed on to by the Biden-Harris regime. They have absolutely endorsed invasion of the United States, and you sit there and you say, how can this be? 1,065 days ago, America had secured borders. We were fighting to keep America safe, and it was working. And then suddenly, this Nimrod from Delaware is installed as president of the United States, and he's erased everything that was working, everything that was working. We're given this load of horse shit about strengthening the labor force and cultural diversity, as if America needs to be any more diverse. The benefits of migration should not only be seen from the perspective of what migrants can bring to any given territory. The relationship between migration and development is much more complex. The political, that means moving America further to the left. Moving America further to socialism. Moving America further to Marxism. Social and economic processes of potential destination countries will also determine how, where, and when migration occurs. You know, I'm sorry, but legal migration was working in the United States. And why? Because people were being given an option to become a citizen of the United States, and they were taking the time to learn the culture of the United States. And then they swear an oath to become a citizen of the United States, and they are proud to be an American. But there's not that type of loyalty invading a sovereign nation. You know what? Obama,
why
Biden, Harris regime. Right? They all know this, Al.
Yeah, but why should there be? You have the Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services getting $93.1 million from the U.S. government. You also have Catholic Charities USA receiving $1.4 billion from the government as well. And at the end of President Trump's of his 4 years, these groups were going out of business because all of this grant money had dried up. But now, President Biden turned the spigot on to the tune of billions of dollars. So he's compromising the church as well, and that's part of the socialist plan.
Hey, and, folks, you know what's good about this? Al and I, because of the technical difficulties, we haven't had a chance to talk about this. And he listed the two or other organizations who have profited handsomely, who are profiting handsomely. The Catholic Charities, $1.4 billion. This is a profit center in the United States by having illegal immigrants pour through our borders. This muckraker video was such, it exposes such fraudulence by our government. The fraudulence of Kamala Harris being appointed border czar and doing nothing except giving lip service about, we're going to find out what the root cause is. And muckrakers did it in less than 8 minutes and 49 seconds. I don't know if we can take any calls, but I'm going to try this one. I know Holger had his hand up, and we've got some things aren't going too well today, so I'm not sure it's going to take it, Holger. So, yeah, it's not. I'll tell you. You know, Al, the pact that's made by the United Nations, there's more to this. Let me read this, and I'm going to keep my comments to myself. The benefits of migration should not be seen only from the perspective of what migrants can bring to any given territory. The relationship between migration and development is much more complex. The political, social, and economic process of potential destination countries will also determine how, where, and when migration occurs. If migration is poorly governed, it can also negatively impact on development. No shit. Migrants can be put at risk and communities can come under strain. As outlined in the Global Compact for Safe and Orderly Regular Migration, migration is a multidimensional reality that cannot be addressed by one government policy sector alone. IOM, therefore, applies a whole of government and whole of society approach to migration governance, striving to ensure that migration and migrants' needs are considered across all policy areas, laws, regulations, from health to education, and from fiscal policies to trade. Now, the IOM is an arm of the United Nations. It is a United Nations agency. The IOM is actively and provides migrants with packs of food. It provides migrants with maps. It provides migrants with let's just say a backpack full of items for them to make their trek to the United States of America from the Darien Gap in Panama and Colombia. The Red Cross prints a map out specifically with instructions to migrants on how to travel, including how to board trains and what to do when you get on a train that you jump. Not don't do it because it's a bad thing and you can get hurt. No, they tell you how to travel. The United Nations prints a map that's given to migrants as they make their trek to the United States. What's also mind-blowing in this whole thing is that the communist Chinese have set up motels for their Chinese communist nationalists as they travel into Panama and up through the Darien Gap. Now, unlike the migrants that come in, let's say, on foot from Venezuela and they have to pitch a tent, guess what? The communist Chinese have set up hotels for their communist Chinese nationals to live in as a means of a stopover in Panama, up through in Guatemala, Ecuador, into Mexico. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, how compassionate are the communist Chinese for the welfare of their communist citizens? You know, we were told by Kamala Harris, the border czar, that people are fleeing their countries. And yet the communist Chinese nationals who come in through the who board a flight from communist China and they fly into either Ecuador or Panama or Colombia, and then they make their passageway up through the Darien Gap so they can enter the United States illegally through the southern border, which is absolutely a documented fact. The communist Chinese government bought up hotels along the way for their citizens to stay. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And if you have an organization, if you actually have journalists who have done their job to expose this in less than a year, how is it, with all the resources of the U.S. taxpayer, with all our government agencies, which, by the way, a government agency like the FBI can pick out a 64-year-old grandmother who was walking near the Capitol on January the 6th and then arrest her ass in bumfuck Idaho, but yet they can't find the root cause of illegal immigration and who's behind it, yet a journalist has. Yet journalists have. And we're supposed to believe that just because Kamala Harris took the oath of office as a U.S. senator, took the oath of office as the vice president, that she is going to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution, that she is going to adhere to Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee every state in the Union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. It's a lie. It's an intentional lie that are running this government, are facilitating the invasion of the United States of America. And even left-wing social Marxists like the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, can no longer handle the amount of illegal aliens that have invaded his city. And he's a sanctuary, and his city's a sanctuary city. You know, they had all the answers. They all love to beat up on Trump and to absolutely excoriate Trump for not allowing travel from seven nations, five Islamic nations, because you can't vet one migrant from those five Islamic countries. And we were told that all Muslims now were banned from the United States, which was an absolute lie. And the Eric Adams of the left wing all excoriated President Trump as a xenophobe, as a bigot, as a racist, even though Islam's not a race. And it turns out that President Trump was right. It turns out that blowhards like Eric Adams are nothing but that. They're nothing but a blowhard. They're empty suits. They don't know how to govern. And they're complicit in the destruction of our constitutional republic. And it turns out the one man who believed in putting America first is truly the enemy of those that are bought and paid for by the United Nations, by the globalist movement to dismember and dismantle the United States of America. What is being done by the by these coordinated agencies in breaching our borders is treason. And who's helping facilitate this? Biden-Harris regime. USAID, which is run by Samantha Power, has a budget of over $50 billion of U.S. taxpayer money. $50 billion. And they funnel parts of that $50 billion to organizations seeking to dismantle our constitutional republic, including the Norwegian Refugee Council. USAID. Not only that, our government, Congress, has appropriated how much money to fund the United Nations. So now the United Nations takes the money, taxpayer money, that we fund, we the people, and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the UNHCR, sponsors illegal aliens coming up through the Darien Gap and to invade the United States of America. And if that's not enough, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs also funds illegal aliens pouring through the U.S. borders. So on one side of the coin, we have appropriations that are coming out of Congress that are paid directly to the United Nations. On the other side of the coin, an end around. The Marxist Samantha Power for USAID then funnels money to the Norwegian Refugee Council to fund the same illegal migrants coming in through our southern borders. And we wonder, how is this happening? Because in 2015, the United Nations adopted the 2030 Agenda, and it was Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, who signed on to it. I want to know if the United States Senate approved of this. I couldn't find anything that indicated that the United States Senate at that time had approved the 2030 Agenda. Therefore, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama all have violated Article 6, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution. That means that anybody in Congress, any member of the United States House or the United States Senate who doesn't bring charges against these three individuals, make it four, Alejandro Mayorkas, should also be charged with treason. This is serious stuff, folks. You know, we're not giving a dollar here and a dollar there to UNICEF. Oh, by the way, UNICEF is the other organization that's funding all of this, too. By the way, UNICEF is part of this. They're handing out little bags to their bags of stuff to children as well and advising children what they should look out for. The Doctors Without Borders is handing women rape kits. Well, if you get raped along the way, take this morning after pill. If you're about to get raped, make sure the assailant's using condoms. Really? Doctors Without Borders? Why are you involved in this? This is one planned invasion, and our government is complicit in this.
But there is one bit of light coming out of Texas with Governor Abbott. Governor, under Abbott's leadership, Texas has conducted a unilateral effort to enforce its border dubbed Operation Lone Star that's prompted legal battles with the federal government, including a dispute over the deployment of a buoy barrier in the Rio Grande River. Texas Republican Governor Abbott on Monday signed a measure to make illegal entry into the Lone Star State a state crime, giving state law enforcement a potentially pivotal tool to combat illegal immigration on its own amid perceived federal apathy. The law, which is slated to take effect in March, would empower Texas law enforcement to arrest illegal entrants and grant judges the ability to order their deportation. So this is a state governor doing the job of the federal government. And they've tried every legal maneuver to make the federal government protect its borders. That's part of the enumerated powers, is for the federal government to protect our borders.
Well, and what,
so yes,
and again,
treason,
what is,
sedition, this is it.
So, you know, I think it's really nice that Governor Abbott is using the word apathy, and I think it's nice that he's scolding this administration. But you know what? It's not apathy, because it's intentional. It'd be one thing if they didn't know what they were doing, they meaning the Biden-Harris regime, but they know exactly what they're doing. It's not apathy. And that's the whole point of this entire show tonight. And sadly, I'm not sure it's being taped properly, but those of you who are on the switchboard, thank you all for being here. We really appreciate that. But I'm telling you, Al, this is not apathy. This is intentional. And the problem is that we have this noble outlook about our government and about society and how things should be. And by God, you know, we got to stop the illegal immigration. But you know what? It's nice to say that. And it's lip service. And it's turning out that there are somewhere between 6 and 7 organizations, international organizations, that are complicit in the invasion of the United States. And one of those is the Red Cross. And you know what you do? Right now, somebody in Congress needs to file a bill, and each and every member of the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate needs to defund the Red Cross and ban them for being in the United States. They are funding the illegal immigration into the United States. USAID, you strip the funding. It's not going to happen under Biden and Harris, Obama regime, because Samantha Power is an Obama alumni, and they are part of the destruction of the United States. But certainly, if President Trump gets back into office, the first thing you do is you shut down USAID. The second thing you do is you arrest Samantha Power for treason. Now, at some point in time, okay, it's nice to use the word apathy. This isn't apathy. This is intentional. Tom Holman, the previous, and you know Tom, the previous director of the Homeland Security, okay, he didn't have this problem. Why? Because he believed in border security. Why? Because the Trump administration was not bought and paid for by outside agencies. Why? Because the Trump administration did not adhere to the agenda, the 2030 agenda of the United Nations for the globalization of America, nor the one world government that now we know is the end game by this. You know, it's interesting. You know, we could say that Biden is feckless and Biden is just absolutely clumsy and Biden's a dimwit, which he is. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a con man. But the one thing that Biden has done is he has absolutely endorsed 2030 agenda for the invasion of the United States of America. It is not apathy. It is intentional. Oh my God, when I saw this video, I watched it 3 times. And then I went to muckrakers.com. I wanted to see if it was legit. And I checked out the owner of that as well. And by God, it is absolutely a legit website. It's a legit organization. This young man has opened up Pandora's box. And we have to change the vernacular in this country, because anything and everything that's been done by the Obama, Harris, Biden regime has not been due to apathy. It has not been due to carelessness and fecklessness. It has been done intentionally. from the evacuation and the fleeing of Afghanistan to ceding control of the world's minerals to communist China to now the open borders. How can we sit here for 1,065 days and say, how can the U.S. borders be open so much? How are these 15 million people, these 14 million, these 10 million, these 9 million people making it through the border? How come? How is that possible? I mean, and then Governor Abbott comes down and says, well, you know, due to the apathy of the Biden-Harris bullshit, there's nothing apathetic about it. They were installed for one reason only. It was to undo everything President Trump did, anything and everything that was working, including border security. And there is no way, shape, or form, I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on, and I know you believe in migration if you're part of that left-wing lunacy, but the fact is it was working. People were entering the United States in a legal fashion. Yes, there are illegals that are going to get through no matter what. But our borders were secure. New York City was not having an issue with illegal migrants from 2017 to 2020. You may have had an issue with the communist mayor, Mayor de Blasio, but you certainly didn't have an issue with illegal aliens invading your city and then busting your budgets. You know, the financial toll that illegal migration has cost U.S. cities around the United States is mind-blowing. If you have a budget of $2 billion and you have it in place to spend on the state's Medicaid program, on your law enforcement, on city projects, and then you're infused with tens of thousands of illegal aliens who just suck off of the city teat, where do you think that money's going to come from? And suddenly these left-wing lunatics who are mayors and governors are saying, well, we can't afford that any longer. No shit. No kidding, huh? Income minus expenses equals a profit or a loss. And you don't believe in the exceptionalism of America. Oh, we have to be, let's all sing Kumbaya, and let's all hold hands. And you know, we're all one. You know, just like we were back in the 1960s, and we were smoking our dope, and we had our sunflowers together, and we're in the fields drinking a Coca-Cola. Kumbaya, ladies and gentlemen. It's not apathy. It's intentional. And that's where we have to change the entire language. Because this regime, the Biden-Harris-Obama regime, they don't do anything by accident. It's all intentional. You pull America off of energy independence, and then you watch gas prices skyrocketed, and then you have the audacity to blame the previous administration. And then you've got prices up so high that you establish a new baseline. And then as prices start coming down because they're artificially coming down due to emptying the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, you sit there and say, look, prices are coming down. No, they're still a dollar higher than when you were installed on January 20, 2021 because you took America off of energy independence. And that's not apathy. You have handcuffed the American people. You have controlled and manipulated the American people. You have lied to the American people. You have intentionally allowed for the invasion by illegal aliens into the United States of America, not to the tune of 1,000 or 1,000,000, but millions, tens of millions of illegal aliens have poured through our borders. It is not apathy, intentional. And when this video, when you listen to the Darien Gap video, watch it, you will see that there are organizations who are helping to facilitate the illegal migration into the United States, the Red Cross. They are leading the effort for migrants invading the United States. They are providing maps on how to enter the United States from Panama and even further south. They instruct migrants about how to take, how to travel by train or by bus. It's a 14-hour bus ride to the border of Mexico. They, the Red Cross, has maps instructing illegal aliens how to get into the southern border and to and where to enter, like in Laredo, Texas. HIAS, it stands for the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society. They are instructing South Americans how to get into the United States. In Latin America, HIAS provides full-service counseling, legal services, and humanitarian assistance for Colombian refugees fleeing to Ecuador and Venezuela. It also facilitates the resettlement and integration of refugees in Argentina and Uruguay. HIAS opened its newest Latin American office in Costa Rica in February 2017. Why Costa Rica? Because it's right on the way to the United States from the Darien Gap. Son of a gun. What a fucking coincidence. The Red Cross. The Red Cross involved in leading the effort for migrants to invade the United States. The IOM, the International Organization for Migration. It is a United Nations organization. The United Nations funds this committee, this department. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development recognizes that migration is a powerful driver of sustainable development for migrants and their communities. It brings significant benefits in the form of skills, strengthening labor force, investment in cultural diversity, and contributions of improving the lives of communities in their countries of origin through the transfer of skills and financial resources. Unbelievable. The IOM. And the IOM is handing illegal aliens or the migrants packets and backpacks and goods for their trek to the United States. Not from, let's say, from Colombia to Panama or Colombia to Mexico, but Colombia to the United States. That's not apathy. Intentional. The IOM strategy on migration and sustainable development outlines a whole of organization approach to comprehensively integrate migration and development into policy making and programming with the IOM. The UNHCR works in 135 countries. The United Nations organization, the UNHCR, works in 135 countries. And you know what I found very coincidental about that number? The U.S. Border Patrol last year stated that there are illegal migrants that they are capturing from 140 nations. People entering the United States from over 140 nations. And guess what? The United Nations has active organization, the UNHCR, in 135 of those 140 nations. There is no such thing as a coincidence, folks. And that UNHCR is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugee. Yet another organization that the United Nations has in supporting the apathy of illegal migration into the United States. A planned invasion of the United States of America, and it's been allowed by Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama. It's been allowed by Joe Biden. It's been allowed by the border czar, Kamala Harris, by Alejandro Mayorkas, by Samantha Power, and each and every one of the anti-American Obama Marxist alumni who surround Joe Biden in the executive branch of government. Global Refugee Forum delivers unity and action amid global crisis. Oh, sorry. That's right. And also the planned invasion of the United States. So, yes, it's absolutely true what Senator Mike Lee and Chip Roy did in the U.S. House, filing that bill to defund the United Nations It must be defunded. And send it to Guam. And maybe Guam will tip over, like Hank Johnson of Georgia had stated. But you know what? It should not be part of the United States any longer. And the United States should cut off all funding. When we have our taxpayer money going to actively undermine our sovereignty, why should we finance this treasonous activity? And let's not forget about the EU. The European Union is actively working to undermine America's sovereignty. The European Union, which is mired with their own problems concerning migration, illegal migration, and losing their identity. And much of the 27 members of the EU are starting to push back against the European Union's radical migration policies. Yet the EU is funding the invasion into America through the Darien Gap. They're funding the invasion to breach our American borders. I already talked about the Norwegian Refugee Council. I just find it absolutely fascinating that the USAID, the department that's headed by Samantha Power in the United States, is funding a major donor to the Norwegian Refugee Council. The Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency is a funding arm. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, funds the Norwegian Refugee Council. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs funds the Norwegian Refugee Council. It's incestuous, folks. And our U.S. tax dollars are being sent to intentionally invade the United States of America. It is time to defund the United Nations. It is time to level treason charges against one Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Alejandro Mayorkas. Shame on the 8 Republicans who refused to go forward with impeachment inquiry against Alejandro Mayorkas. He has intentionally sat at the DHS and watched the invasion of the United States, not by apathy, but by intention. This is an absolute outrage. I just can't put my head around this whole thing. You know, we are so trusting of our government. We so want to believe that maybe there are people in government who are apathetic, who are basically incompetent like Joe Biden. But it's not incompetence, folks. It's intentional. And we're being used and abused by the very people in Washington, D.C. who profess that they were going to bring decency back and a calmness back. In the meantime, they have brought nothing but illegal immigration into this country. They have brought inflation the highest in 40 years. They've made us dependent on foreign sources now. In the meantime, they're allowing the invasion of the United States of America. Go ahead, Al.
Well, once they're successful and they're on the road to success, they're going to be creating a problem where they're going to provide the answer, and that answer is a totalitarian form of government. They're going to call for martial law. All of our freedom and liberty will be taken away from us to fight the problem that they've created. And we're even seeing that with the Houthis in Yemen. Our U.S. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, he's in Israel now, and he announced a multinational maritime task force today to deal with the threat of the Houthi. These are Iranian Islamic jihadis in Yemen because they're attacking the global shipping lanes in the Red Sea, which must pass through the Bab el Mandeb Strait, which we've talked about repeatedly. Now, the Houthis, the Iranian Islamic jihadi Houthis, a rebel group in Yemen, who are controlled by Iran, have threatened international trade by attacking passing ships. Fully 10% of the world's oil traffic must travel through the strait. That's the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. which means that Iran via the Houthis is threatening the world economy of fossil fuels and oil. So President Joe Biden, he allowed these Houthi Islamic jihadis free rein after reversing the policies of President Donald Trump, who had contained the Houthis within days of taking office in 2021, which of course got very little news coverage. And the problem began in 2015, in the years of President Barack Obama's presidency, when Iran helped the Iranian Islamic jihadis Houthis knock over the existing pro-American government of Yemen, a poor and undeveloped country in which most adults are addicted to drugs and other things. It was a broken country. President Obama wanted it broken more. Just like what happened in Egypt with the Muslim Brotherhood taking over all of Egypt and the Middle East. Same thing. These people want chaos, as you have said. And when they get chaos, they're going to take our freedom and liberty away in order to control the chaos that they created. They want this because they hate America. They hate our Constitution. It's classic Marxism. If you don't understand Marxism, you don't. And they formed an alliance with Hamas and the Islamic jihadis and Antifa. And if you look at these protests across the United States, Vito, you'll see something that I hope everybody else has seen, but I've seen it fits a pattern of the Antifa protests during the George Floyd protests during that time when they burned down cities all across the U.S. It was just pure violence for the sake of violence. Well, that's what's happening with these Palestinian, quote, protests. They become violent. And it is the, I believe that it is the Antifa influence, and Antifa is getting their marching orders from the Democrat Party to use these Islamic jihadis to cause chaos and disruption across our country. And it's called flooding the zone, when there is so much chaos that our law enforcement can't contain it. And the immigration, the open borders, are flooding the zone of our immigration system because our immigration system was not designed to handle this free and open border. So what's happening is we're getting all these Chinese that are coming in, these Chinese operatives that are flooding the zone and coming in. We're getting terrorists coming in through the Darien Gap. And once this stops, then these cells are going to be in the country, and once they go active, then from there we're going to have it spawning a whole other problem. And then, like you said, this is all by design.
Yeah.
And you ask yourself,
all by design.
Who in the world, who doesn't want what's best for America? I'm an ideologue. I love America. I love our Constitution. I love our Bill of Rights. I love our freedom and liberty. I love it all. I think it's the most beautiful form of governance ever, because it's not equal. It's not equality of outcome. It's equality of opportunity. Because not everybody's going to succeed, but as long as everybody has the equal opportunity to succeed, then America will function. But if you look at any college, this diversity, inclusion, and equity, I flip it because now it's DIE instead of DEI, this diversity, inclusion, and equity, it's all about destroying our academic colleges and universities across the country, and they're being successful. So they're hitting us on all these fronts. And these kids today, you wonder why they support Hamas that throws gays off a roof, these Islamic jihadis. They hate Jews. They hate gays. They hate our freedom and liberty. And yet college kids and these Antifa pukes, they go and they have formed bonds with these people. You can talk to 50% of college kids, and they'll say Israel is bad, because of this war. The Palestinians are the oppressor, the oppressed, and victims in the colonization. The exact opposite. And that's because the leadership at the top is, this is all by design. The only way we can fix it is to get President Trump back in office. They're sure as hell not going to see it. Maybe. I mean, Chris Christie, for God's sakes, I hate that man. His only reason for being is to attack Trump. That fat fuck hates America, too. So, yeah, we've got enemies within. We've got people that hate America. And it's been this way for – America has always had her enemies. In fact, you can even go back. Our Marines were started because our ships are getting attacked by the Islamic jihadis.
Mm-hmm.
So we formed the Marines to go over there and protect our ships. That was our first war of our brand new country, was with the Islamic jihadis out of Libya. That's why they're called leathernecks, because they had to wear leather around their necks, because the jihadis always tried to strike their necks as per the instructions in the Quran for warfare. Strike their necks.
What? The Quran? What? The Muslim Book of Scripture was followed by the Muslim Barbary pirates? What?
Yes. Isn't it funny how this all goes full circle? I mean, not funny. It's sad, but how many people know about this? Very few.
Well, you know what, Alex, worth saying then. You know, here it was Thomas Jefferson, President Jefferson, who learned about who the Muslim Barbary pirates were. And all this talk about the Quran, you know, Thomas Jefferson's Quran, Thomas Jefferson was educating himself. That man was an educator. He learned who the enemy was. And it was George Washington who was paying the jizya, okay, to the Muslim Barbary pirates so they would not attack our ships, our trading ships, to the tune of like $3 million. Back then, that was a lot of money. And Thomas Jefferson said, no, we're done paying. We're not paying for this anymore. We are going to defend our trading ships. And that's how the Marines were launched. And you're right. That's how the Leathernecks got their name, because they were aboard the trading ships. And it was because Thomas Jefferson refused to pay the Muslim Barbary pirates that jizya as prescribed by the Quran, the infidel.
And the irony of all this is the Muslims that have been elected to office, all of these Marxist Muslim haters of America, they've all used Jefferson's Bible, I mean Jefferson's Quran, to take their oath of office on.
Yeah. And the media, the U.S. DNC media, all goes to have orgasms over it. Rashida Tlaib is using Thomas Jefferson's Quran to get sworn in on. Oh, Thomas Jefferson, you know, they don't realize exactly why Thomas Jefferson had the Quran.
Yeah, and our internal enemy, these Marxists, these jihadis, it's not easy to defeat, but just look what Governor Abbott did. He shipped 50,000 or so illegals from Texas into Democrat sanctuary cities, like Chicago, like up in the Northeast, New York, California. And these governors of these sanctuary cities cried so fast. It only took a few thousand of these illegals to be a burden on their infrastructure and their sanctuary city. And Abbott, as well as other Republican and conservative governors, sent these illegals over, including the great governor of Florida, DeSantis. He did the same thing. And it didn't take long for these sanctuary cities to fall under the pressure of their Marxist doctrine, because it's not functional. It can't last. It's just wrong. It doesn't work anywhere in the world. So they can be defeated with the right leadership. And that's where we the people come in.
And, you know, Al, we should learn a lot just by what DeSantis did with 51 illegal immigrants who were shipped to Martha's Vineyard. And Martha's Vineyard is a sanctuary city. Now, Martha's Vineyard is the home to the Kennedys and the Kennedy compound. They are the great liberals of America. It's home to Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, one of his homes. It's actually his waterfront home because there's so much climate change, you got to buy a home on the water. And immediately, the powers to be in Martha's Vineyard called the governor of the state of Massachusetts to dispatch the Massachusetts National Guard to escort the 51 illegal aliens to military compound on Cape Cod. And so within 24 hours, this is how quickly these left-wingers who are a sanctuary city, they're so compassionate, within 24 hours had each and every of the 51 illegal aliens removed from their island. And they're a sanctuary city.
And the per capita income of individuals in Martha's Vineyard is $140,000. The median household income sits at around $74,000 for the surrounding areas. And there's at least one millionaire for every 225 residents. That was back in 2010. I'm sure the number is a lot more now, probably double. So Martha's Vineyard is extremely wealthy and extremely Marxist liberal, and they freaked out when all these illegal aliens came into their sanctuary city. They were okay and very comfortable demonizing all those who fought them on their sanctuary city. We're open and inclusive. We want everybody to come here and be happy and have all that kumbaya. But the minute that they had to act on it with real, live human bodies, the first thing they did is they kicked the problem out. They threw them on a bus to God knows where without any concern for their welfare, threw them out into the cold, because that's what totalitarian Marxists do. They take. That is the greatest example of why totalitarian Marxism has failed anywhere and everywhere it has been tried for the last 1,000 years. Well, not 1,000, because Marx hasn't been around that long, but totalitarianism has been around forever because people want to have total control at any cost. Individual, the idea of a bottom-up government instead of a top-down government was unheard of. We the people.
Yep.
It's never been we the people.
Really quick, I just want to give announce out one more time. Is like the switchboard is not working. So I see if anybody has their hand up, one, we can't see it, and secondly, we can't take any phone calls. So I do apologize. We don't know what the issue is. Al has dispatched the help desk to try to help this, and the only good thing with this whole issue is that you guys can hear us. So we apologize. Don't take it as a sleight of hand that we can't bring you on. It's just not working.
Yeah. And the bastards on the Block Talk Radio help desk, they don't work during the prime time hours, which are now. Why should we have anybody at the help desk during the prime time hours?
We just wanted to pay extra for it.
Yes, I was trying to get on. There are a few people, I can't remember who it was, they said, hey, we need to think about moving to Spreaker and one of the competition, like all these other shows that are moving over and leaving Blog Talk Radio. So we will look into that, but it's hard to beat $400 a year to be able to put all this content out.
It's just kind of interesting. We had two explosive shows, and both times we've had issues with being able to log on. One more thing concerning the useless nations and the 2030 agenda.
Hello?
And
Hello?
I don't want to change that.
Hello? Hello?
I don't – hey, this is Boyd. I don't know what happened,
hey,
but
Boyd.
I've been listening, and all of a sudden I heard unmuted right after you guys
what?
Said you couldn't take any calls.
Are you serious?
So
I don't know what's happening, Boyd, but it's not allowing us to do anything. I just tried to unmute Sue, and it won't let me unmute. Matter of fact, it's still turning, and it's not on the
air. Hey, Holger, are you there, too?
Yeah.
Holger, you there?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. You got me.
Okay. What's on your mind?
But, hey, anyway, you guys were talking about how Abbott took a few busloads of people and shipped them off to other cities.
Yeah.
Well, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, there's a guy that I watch his YouTube video. It's from a guy, and his channel's name is Monkey Work. And he tracks all sorts of military flights and stuff. But he also tracks a airline known as Swift Air. And Swift Air is a contracted airline. And their whole reason for being in business is they're flying migrants, illegals, all over this nation. And he can track them, and he tracks them from border towns into interior cities all over this country full of migrants. And he here's the other interesting thing. He tracks them down into South America, picking up migrants and flying them to the United States. And that's all tax dollars. That's all your tax dollars, flying these people around.
You see, boy.
So because, you know, people like Abbott or DeSantis, you know, have taken a few busloads and moved people off to sanctuary cities is just cover bullshit. Because neither DeSantis nor Abbott have been able to move the quantity of people around that the United States government is moving around to sanctuary cities and other cities, like the cities that you live in, whether they're sanctuary or not. They're flying them to your city and dropping them off.
Sounds like they're dropping some off right now. Swift Air is the name of the airline. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Swift Air.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're overweight, do you get two seats on Swift Air or just one?
I don't know. But
you didn't hear about that?
Spirit Air, not Swift Air.
Oh, okay.
That's Spirit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
But you go on Monkey Works later this evening, or Monkey Works, go on YouTube and look up for Monkey Works. That's Monkey WERX. And he does a situation report every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And it's about a 30-minute thing, and he tracks a whole lot of shit. But he definitely tracks the Swift Air flights and stuff like that. And you'll be able to see how much he does. Yeah.
That's good.
So anyway, that was all I was going to interrupt your show with. And I will gladly sit back. You can mute me again, or I'll mute myself, and you can continue on with your rants.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, you know what?
Great call.
Thank you, Boyd. And I'm going to say, if you would mute yourself, because I'm afraid if I mute you, it might cut you off, and then you won't be able to call back in to listen.
Okay,
so,
well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mute myself and just continue listening, since BTR is such a crappy platform.
Vito, can you hear me?
Ah, there you go. See, it only took 22 minutes to unmute you, Sue. How you doing?
Hey, Sue.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Now's a good time to say this. And anyway, I already texted it to you, but there was testimony, and it was just last week. I listened to it. They had it on TV briefly. And it was CIA Day. They had a committee on threats for the United States. And they stated that there was a guy from the CIA, also the FBI. I'm sorry, I can't remember their name. Also someone from the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, these people are coming forward, and they're very worried. They said that right now the threat for attacks, and they said attacks, not a attack. They said attacks on the United States is at the highest level that it has ever been since all of this has started being monitored. They said that the threat to the United States is higher than before 9/11. They said, in their opinion, that there were going to be attacks in the United States. They were worried, especially around Christmas time, which is a Christian holiday. And also, there was a report, I picked up the report off of YouTube, that just this week, this is one incident, they captured, coming across the border, 110 IED bombs fully working. So they don't even have to come in and, you know, make the bombs. They're bringing them in. And then they also said in this report at the same time they apprehended 30 heavily, and they emphasized heavily armed military-age men. And they were not from Mexico. You can guess where they were from. And they were getting and coming across the border. There was an actual firefight that Border Patrol had, you know, apprehending these people, but they were able to. So I just want to tell everybody out there, you better be really careful. And like another person that I follow said, eyes up at all time. If you're out shopping, whatever you're doing, don't be looking down at your cell phone. Keep your eyes alert to everything around you. Something looks funny, get the hell out of there. If you see something, report something. But even if Donald Trump gets elected, I fear there are so many cells in the United States that are getting operational that no matter what, we're going to get attacked. And one thing I'm wondering about is during the election, November 2024, and, you know, you guys talked about martial law, right? What happened in Boston? They went into martial law. Katrina, they tried martial law, okay? And what better way of stopping and controlling the election and everything is if you have mass attacks across the United States, poor old Biden has to declare martial law and total lockdown. This is the way they could do it. Anyway, that's all I had to say, and it's a great show, and thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Sue, and appreciate
great
that.
Call,
and yeah, it was December 13th, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has confirmed several of our men were caught at the Arizona-Mexico border. The CBP said agents found an armed suspect near Sasabe, Arizona, but the suspect lowered his weapon as soon as he saw the agents. The men then gestured to the Mexico side of the boundary where additional armed suspects were located. So, yep, who knows how many others. And we know that at least 24,000 Chinese nationals, communist Chinese nationals, have poured through the border. And we don't know where they were distributed to. And I say distributed because if the communist Chinese government is buying and setting up hotels along the way into the United States of America from the Darien Gap in Panama and Colombia, and they're allowing their communist Chinese nationals to make stopovers to remain fresh, obviously it's a planned invasion. And where are they going to, and what exactly is their mission? Because they, as the UN 2030 agenda calls illegal migrants agents. Can you believe that? I mean, that's just it's incredible what we're witnessing today. Unbelievable. One other thing, the United Nations under the 2030 agenda says migration can be a source of empowerment for women and girls, but they also can be especially vulnerable to violent sexual abuse and exploitation, unless, of course, you're a transgender. There are 17 goals of the 2030 agenda, and I'm going to read all 17 of them right now. Their goal for 2030 agenda is no poverty, 2, zero hunger, 3, good health and well-being, 4, quality education, and I'm sure it's their education, the rewriting of history. 5, gender equality. We wonder where the Obama-Biden regime gets this from. 6, clean water and sanitation. I had to laugh at this one because, you know, the United States of America under the Biden-Harris-Obama regime have signed on to the Paris Accord, which is to actually confiscate U.S. taxpayer money to the tune of trillions, not a billion, not 100 million, not 100 billion, but trillions. Like over the next 81 years, we're talking about between $40 to $60 trillion. And this clean water and sanitation is also horseshit. Why? Because in Maui, and remember the fires in Lahaina? Well, apparently there's a report from a Lahaina resident in Maui who states that they, and thank you, Sue, for this story. They put on fast track to build a refuse, let's just say a refuse plant, to bury the contaminated debris from the fire. And that contaminated debris would be buried, okay, in Lahaina. And it would be, it could contaminate the lakes that are around it, the waterways that are around it, but get this action, okay? You know, this clean water and sanitation stuff, given the height of where this refuse plant will be, and they're going to bury the debris, it actually goes downstream. It goes downstream to where? The Pacific Ocean. And it will contaminate the ocean. And the government of Maui is going to allow the fast-tracking to build this refuge center in Maui to bury contaminated debris from the Lahaina fires. Affordable and clean energy. Now, we know how it's been affordable for the people of the United States of America who have seen their electric bills. We've seen our utility bills rise 100 to 200%, including the rise in gas prices. Number 8. Decent work and economic growth. Oh. Number 9, industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Unless, of course, the innovation is to invade the United States of America. Number 10, reduce inequalities. Well, there's a whole department itself for the United Nations. Number 11, sustainable cities and communities. Well, right now, New York City is not sustainable given the intentional and predetermined invasion into the United States. Number 12, responsible consumption and production. 13, climate action. And there's where the United Nations, the useless nations, has absolutely controlled the Paris Accords, and they are raping the U.S. taxpayer coffers. Number 14, life below the water. Now, if life below the water was such an issue, and if it was such a concern for the United Nations and for all 170 nations, if it was such an issue, then why would you be building such a facility in Maui that will end up contaminating the Pacific Ocean, thereby contaminating the life below the water? And what about the whales? What about the seals? What about the fish? Number 15, life on land. Wow. The United Nations is so concerned about life on land that the United Nations, along with the Biden-Harris regime and the European Union, has instructed the African Union that they cannot build a facility to manufacture fertilizer in order to feed the African people. Why? Because the chief source of fertilizer where the African Union purchases from is Ukraine. Guess what? Ukraine's been mired in a war, supposedly, with Russia, and they are not producing fertilizer. So the African Union thought that they would go ahead and they would start building their own facilities to manufacture fertilizer. And due to the radical policies of the Paris Accord and the radical and extreme agenda of Joe Biden and the European Union, they have dissuaded the African Union from building and manufacturing a plant to develop, manufacture fertilizer in order to help supply the farmers in Africa to feed the African people. So this mission by Agenda 2030 is simply to control the population, not life on land. They're not concerned about life on land. They're concerned about death on land to reduce the world population. Number 16, peace, justice, and strong institutions. Another bull crap movement by the United Nations. If they were so concerned with peace, the United Nations would have led the effort with the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to mandate that Hamas change their charter, to mandate that Hamas make peace with Israel. This 2030 agenda is bogus. It's nothing but double talk. Number 17, finally, partnership for the goals. Partnership with who? Partnership with who? Because certainly the United Nations could have mandated with the Organization of Islamic Cowards that Hamas, which runs and controls the Palestinian territory in Gaza, they would have mandated that Hamas change their charter. They would have mandated peace with Israel. But you see, with Islamic nations, which is controlled by the Quran, the word of Allah, they despise the Jews. They despise the infidel. And it's not about peace. So for the 2030 agenda that's being shoved down our throats here in the United States of America, I don't care about the European Union. The European Union has proven that they have no loyalty whatsoever, and they are funding the invasion, in part, of the United States of America. It's incumbent upon we, the people, to now mandate to our elected officials that we defund the United Nations. We do not need to be signing on to the 2030 agenda. It is radical. It is extreme. It is anti-American. And most of all, folks, it is anti-constitutional. It violates Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. It violates Article 6, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution, the Supremacy Clause. Not to mention, they are seeking ways to control our speech, to control our religion, to control our ability to peaceably assemble, to control our ability and our right to bear arms. 17 radical world global agenda that's going to be forced down our throats if we, the people, was to reelect a Biden-Harris type regime. Joe Biden may not make it till November of 2024, but you know there will be a stand-in who will be as radical and as anti-American and anti-constitutional as Joe Biden has. Al? Excuse me.
Sounds like the Green New Deal all over again, word for word.
Right?
I just read it. I'm reading Mark Levin's book, The American Marxist, and he goes into great detail on the Green New Deal. And those 17 points you brought up are all in this Green New Deal that we've been hearing about for the last, what, 5, 6, 7 years. That's the Marxist agenda.
This is the 2030 agenda by the United Nations. This is the 2030 agenda of the United Nations. Folks, this is what's driving the illegal immigration into the United States. This is driving the Marxism that Mark Levin's talking about. Isn't it amazing? You know, we give Biden-Harris a pass. Well, they're inept. Oh, you know what? This guy shuffles around. The wicked man shuffles around, and he gets tongue-tied, and he forgets where he is, and he says, oh, it's just a hapless joke. No, this is a dangerous joke. Because the people that are surrounding Joe Biden, the people who are pulling that puppet strings, they're all anti-American Marxists who have signed on to the 2030 agenda. And now we know what's driving the issues in the United States. Now we know what's driving immigration. It's not apathy from the Biden-Harris regime. It's intentional.
Yeah, I mean, Lloyd Austin is in Israel right now, and he's putting pressure on the Israelis to do and still continue with this two-state solution and find a government from Hamas or out of Hamas that Israel can work with. Well, let me tell you this. Israel's exercise in coexistence started in 2005, and it failed in spectacular fashion on October 7th, 2023. What Israel needs to do is to just kick Hamas out violently, and the Palestinians that support them out violently, lay rubble to the Gaza, the 25 miles of the Gaza Strip, and after that dirty work is done, bulldoze the entire area and build, baby, build, and that'll become the another, because Israel already has a paradise on the Mediterranean in Tel Aviv. This will be the other. The west coast of Tel Aviv, and it'll be another paradise where Gaza sits now. And then the world will see what a democracy can do in such a beautiful area as the Gaza Strip that was laid waste, turned into a Hamas Islamic terrorist enclave, the likes that have never been seen before.
And you know,
that's my recipe.
Yeah, but your recipe also is knowledge, and you know what the Hamas Charter says. You know what the Hamas Charter calls for. Now, Lloyd Austin is not a dumb man, and you can't tell me that there is not one person in the Obama, Biden, Harris regime that don't know the Hamas Charter. And if Hamas is not made to scrap that charter, okay, that was calls for the annihilation of Israel, it doesn't matter. You can have a three-state solution. You can have a five-state solution. The fact is that Hamas will always seek to destroy Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have that mentality, how can you negotiate that? How can you negotiate? You can't.
You can't, because once Hamas is gone, Hamas is an Islamic jihadi group. Once Hamas is gone, there's 200 others to take their place with different names that we may or may not have heard of. They're just one blip on a scale of Islamic jihad that needs to be snuffed out. And then you got to fight the Islamic jihad.
Agreed.
Fight the idea. Lay waste to the idea of what's in the Quran. Expose it for what it is. But people are going to believe it, and that's fine. Let them. But let them believe it. Just don't enforce your religious beliefs on others. That's all. But Islam can't do
that.
Hasn't
exactly
done that
right.
For 1,400 years. So there's no expectation that they will do that. But you sure as hell
don't let them back into the Gaza Strip. In fact, I recommend that everyone who has a coexist sticker on the back of their car, they need to scratch out the Islam part of the coexist sticker, because everybody else can manage to get along okay, but the followers of Islam have a very huge and historical problem playing nice with all the other people on the coexist sticker. So that's my recommendation. Liberals, if you have it, cross out the Islam part so your coexist sticker will be ideologically correct. Now, I know that you have one on your car, Vito, so I hope tomorrow morning you'll scratch that out, because I scratched mine out already.
Did you?
No, I don't have that on my car. Are you kidding me? That's not entirely true, what I just said.
Listen, folks, thank you for joining us this evening. And look, we're very sorry about the problems that have occurred. I want to thank you all for joining us on the switchboard. Thank you for the call, Boyd and Sue and Holzer. Sorry for not being able to take the call. And thank you for joining us. This show is so important. This issue of immigration is so important. And hopefully, if we get back on the air, that everybody can listen. We'll play the Darien Gap, but I'll put it also out on Twitter what the video is, and really, really, and truly need to watch it, because this is so telling on how the U.S. government is complicit in the planned invasion, and they're helping to facilitate the invasion into the United States and the breaching of our borders. This week is Christmas, I guess, coming up, right? Sunday. Oh, next Monday is Christmas Day. Christmas Eve is the Seven Fishes for the Italians. Also want to acknowledge Lou Monty and Dominic the Donkey. What a great song. So want to wish you all a great day, a great evening, a safe and merry Christmas to you and yours. You all be safe out there. Thank you all for joining this evening. Sorry for these technical difficulties we've had. But here's Lou Monty and Dominic the Donkey to take us out.
Ciao. Our little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey. You never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer can, I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jing-a-ding-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jing-a-ding-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jing-a-ding-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jing-a-ding-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance, da 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 da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings the jucharil. Hey, jing-a-ding-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jing-a-ding-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Hey, Dominic, what a Natal, huh?
Hey, I miss old Dominic the Donkey.
I love that song. That's Lou Monte. You got Pepino the Mouse. What a great song.
I can tell you.
We can play it once a year.
Hey, guys. I don't mean to interrupt the after show with you guys, but, hey, I put that a YouTube link in the chat room for the Monkey Works videos and stuff.
Yes.
And I think later tonight you go there and you'll see it's called, he calls them situation reports. And you can go there and find the one for today. And you'll be able to watch the Swift Air Flights too, along with what else he's covering. He covered a lot of stuff.
Cool.
All right. I got it. Yep. Yeah, here we
okay.
go. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Boyd. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Have a safe and happy holiday.
Yes.
And thank you for joining us this evening.
You, damn it. You too.
Oh.
I just stuffed a meat, a mini Reese's peanut butter cup in my mouth and I can't talk.
I love Reese's. But,
so a Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Same back to both of you guys. Thank you much.
Thank you. All right, man. Okay. Have a nice evening. Al, I'm about to lose my I've lost one.
I'm going to go get on a Swift
flight,
and I'll see you whenever I see you.
Sounds good, my friend. Hey, happy belated Hanukkah. Talk to you later, man.
All right, and a happy Kwanzaa to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, Sue. Happy Merry Christmas. Ciao.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, thanks, and a Merry Christmas to you, and a Happy New Year.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, are you having
for now.
Show on the 25th?
Mm, good question.
And also
not
the
likely.
Next Monday is the first, so you're hitting the two major holidays.
Yep. I don't know. We'll have to see.
I'll keep my eye out.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a... who knows, this thing could stay on air forever, so I don't know.
Yeah.
So what a cluster today. All right, Sue, you
okay,
take care.
Great show.
Talking
Bye.
With you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm ending the episode. Adios, amigos.